We're on Simon Lamed Beis in Hilchas Tefillin, the halachas of writing the Tefillin, and we are up to Sif Yud Ches, which is another very long Sif and divided into 2 days. So let's do the first part of Sif Yud Ches. Mem Pesucha, an open mem, which means a regular mem, not a mem sofi. Now, first one thing that has to be clear, the fact that the Osius Sophios, the ones that come at the end of the letter, the Manspach, the Mem, the Nun, the Tzadi, the Pei, and the Kaf, which have different letters at the end of a word, if you use one of the Osius Sophios in the middle, or vice versa, that you use a regular one at the end of the word, it is puzzle. These are different letters. The fact that they're pronounced the same doesn't mean anything. These are different letters. Means as far as the halachas of Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos are concerned, these are different letters, and if you replace one with the other, it is puzzle. So what happened? Mem psucha shenivdak psichasa v'nistema. What happens if you were writing the letter mem, and what happened was some ink at the bottom of it ran into the side of the mem, which means that you just sealed the little space in the mem. A final mem, a mem sofi, is a square, more or less. Whereas a regular mem is written as a kaf and a vav. The vav's on a slant, but it's a kaf and a vav. Or you can call it a nun and a vav, and we'll see that when we get to the letter mem. So what happens if the bottom got sealed a little bit and then turned into a mem sofi? So what's the halakha? The halakha is it's possible. So what do you want to do? Scrape away that little bit of ink over there to make it kosher, says the Mechaber. Ein moel ligror hadevek uleposcha. You cannot go and scrape away that little point where they're connected. Mishum dehevek achak tochos. Because what you're doing is you are forming a letter by scraping. Remember, a mem sofi and a mem in the middle of the word are two different letters. You are creating a regular mem from a mem sofi. So what do? Mata karasa. What are you supposed to do? Sheyigro kol hachartum. The chartum is that vav. You are to go and scrape off the entire vav of the mem. Vitishar ketsuras nun. You only leave behind the nun. Nun kfufa. That's a nun at the middle of the word, not a nun sofi. Vacharkach yichtov mashe gorar. And then you should write the vav again. So the Mechaber is telling us that when you're repairing a letter that got sealed, you'll have to scrape off that entire vav, that side over there that was done to psul. Veresh, she'osa kemin dalid. What happens if you wrote a dalid instead of a resh? Yesh la'achmir v'lomer de'lo sagi k'shiyigur ha'yerach levad o ha'gag levad. You couldn't scrape off either the top or the side. V'yachzer v'yichtevenu kemin resh, and then make it into a resh. Mishum de bena gag uvena yorech nasu bepisul. Because when you wrote a dalid, you wrote the top and you wrote the bottom, and these were two parts of a dalid. A resh is written at once. When you write it in two pieces, you're writing a dalid. So this entire dalid was written bepisul. A dalid is a resh pusul any way you look at it. So you'll have to scrape off the entire dalid. In the case of the mem, which is made up of two parts, since the way you make a mem is by first writing that nun and then doing the vav next to it, so there we'd say, when you wrote the nun, it was kosher. When you wrote the vav and it touched, that's pasul. So all you have to do is scrape off the vav. But when you wrote a dalid instead of a resh, you've got to scrape off the entire dalid, because all of it was written bepisul. Hilkach tzorech ligro shnehem. Therefore, you have to get rid of both of them. Now, let's say you do that. Let's say you do scrape it off. So the halacha is that it is kosher. Let's go on. V'mivdika os la'os. What happens if two letters ended up touching? Bein kodem shetigamer ben achar shenigmar, a puzzle. Whether they touched before you finished writing it or after you finished writing it, it's puzzle. This is taking us back to the Beis Yosef we saw before. And that is when two letters touch, it is not mukav gvil. And he said that even if that happened after you wrote it, you wrote two letters and later they were joined by a drop of ink, he said that was still puzzle. So what he's telling us here is, what happens if two osius touch? The halach is it is puzzle. Vim gorar ha preda kosher. Vim gorar vihifrida kosher. Whereas what happens if he scrapes away a little bit and now they're separate? That is kosher. Velo mikri tchok tochos. And that is not considered scraping letters to make them kosher. Me'achashos atzmahoy seksuva ketikuna. Since the letter itself was written bekashris. What it means is, here we do not have anything that interferes with the tzura of the letter. You wrote the letter bekashris, and then it got joined and two letters are touching. Two letters are touching, that means that we have a lack of mukav, of hekiv gevil. That is not a problem. You are allowed to get rid of the problem of hekiv gevil by scraping. You are not allowed to form a letter by scraping. You are allowed to be machshir a letter by scraping. So the halacha therefore is, if you got your mem and it joined, so there it turned into a different letter, it turned into a mem sofi, and that's pasul. Whereas, if two different letters touched, there the halacha is, you can scrape them to separate them, and that in itself is kosher. You would not have to scrape off either of the letters. Now here, in the Bir Halacha, he brings the dais that say that if the letters touched while you were still writing them, in other words, you wrote a letter and then you wrote another letter next to it, and as you wrote it, it touched. You did not lift the pen off the cloth and it touched. There are those who say that that's not called, that it was nichtav bakashris, and that if you want to separate them just by scraping, that's not enough. You'll have to scrape off the second letter. So the Mishnah Brura says as follows. Lahalacha, it's a machlokas. The Gra happens to be one of those who was machmir. He says that if we're dealing with a Sefer Torah, you should do that. That if two letters of a Sefer Torah touch at the time you wrote it, it wasn't that you wrote two kosher letters and then the ink ran, but you wrote a second letter and you touched the first letter as you wrote it. So he says in a Sefer Torah, scrape off the second letter and then do it again. Whereas in Tefillin and Mezuzis, so it depends. If you're still writing, scrape it off and repair it. If you already wrote a letter after it, so if you scrape off that first letter, it will now be written Shalo Kesidron. Here you don't have to do it. Here what you do is just scrape away that little part where they're separated, and that is sufficient. So, lahalacha, where there's no problem of Shalo Kesidron, ideally you separate letters that were written bipsul by scraping off the entire second letter. Whereas, if it happened later, all are in agreement that all you have to do is scrape away that part that joins the letter. In the case of Tefillin and Mezuzos, where you already wrote other letters, so that by fixing it would be Shalo Kesidron, even if it, at the time you wrote it, the two letters joined, the halacha is you just separate where they're touching, and that will be kosher.